The moment of truth has finally arrived. Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenbaugh. This is episode 170 of the podcast, your Super Bowl 53 prop bet spectacular. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have been riding with us since the beginning or for at least a year, remember this episode. What we're about to do is bring on, you know what? I don't even have the official number. There's so many of them. We are going to bring on a bunch of my favorite dudes in Vegas and beyond, guys who cover the sports betting business for a living. They're all going to be jumping on anywhere 2 minutes to 5 minutes, and they're going to lay out at least one of their favorite props for Sunday's big game. They'll also give you a lean towards the side and the total. But before we start to bring on our esteemed guests, we've got a message, and then we've also got some picks. The message, of course, is that the Sharp 600 is brought to you by DraftKings. Covers is very excited to partner with DraftKings, who is offering a free bet up to $500 when you make your first wager. All you have to do is go to DraftKings.com/500-free-bet to take advantage of this offer. That link, of course, is available in the bio of this podcast. Act quickly. This promotion won't be around for long. Eligibility and restrictions apply. See website for details. Now, before we bring on our esteemed guests, here are three props I'm going to be playing for the big game on Sunday. Prop number one, Rams wide receiver Josh Reynolds over 49.5 receiving yards. Reynolds was targeted 7 times in the NFC Championship game at New Orleans. He caught 4 of those passes for 74 yards. But here's where it starts to get interesting. Weeks 1 through 10, Reynolds was targeted a grand total of just 12 times. But in the 8 games following week 10, Reynolds averaged 6.5 targets per game. What happened? Well, Cooper Kupp got injured. And as a result, Reynolds was thrust into more action. And as a result, he's played a bigger role in the offense. But the kicker here is the fact that New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick likes to force his opponents to play left-handed. And what that means for the Rams offense, at least in my opinion, is that Brandon Cooks and Todd Gurley are going to face increased scrutiny from the Patriot defense. As a result, that should open up some opportunities for some lesser-known players. Enter Josh Reynolds going over 49.5 receiving yards in Super Bowl 53. Prop number 2 is directly correlated to prop number 1. If we like Reynolds to go over 49.5 receiving yards, we're going to play Brandon Cooks to go under 70.5 total receiving yards. So because we like Reynolds, due to the increased scrutiny Cooks is going to face, we don't like Cooks. So we might as well bet against him by playing under 70.5 receiving yards for Brandon Cooks. Those are your first two props. Prop number 3, New England Patriots. Will they score more points in the first half, plus 105, or the second half plus overtime, minus 135? For me, we're going with the second half plus overtime. In 8 Super Bowls under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, the second half plus overtime has outscored the first half 4 times. So it's 50-50, but the second half plus overtime has outscored the first half by a grand total of 121 to 81 points. And for those of you who have been paying attention to one of the more popular stats that has surfaced this week, 8 Super Bowls under Brady and Belichick, the New England Patriots have scored a grand total of just 3 points in the first quarter. Think about that for a second. 8 first quarters in 8 Super Bowls under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, the Patriots have produced a grand total of 3 points. That came last year against the Philadelphia Eagles. So to recap, Josh Reynolds over 49.5 receiving yards, Brandon Cooks under 70.5 receiving yards, and the New England Patriots will score more points in the second half plus overtime than they will in the first half, minus 135. Ladies and gentlemen, now we turn our attention to our esteemed guests. To Las Vegas we go, a professional sports bettor who has appeared on this program numerous times in the past. He always kills it. Ace Corrales with us here on the Sharp 600. Ace, I always appreciate the time. I know you're very busy. Super Bowl 53 props. I know you're excited. What's standing out to you this year?
Yeah, I've placed a lot of props, and some are simply based on how I believe the game's going to go down, correlated to that. And some are simply value bets, what I like to do, try to get my money down when I'm getting the best of it. When I first came out here and I was moving just steam and none of my own stuff, it was they were mostly doing a lot of middles with very little real positions. Now it's kind of the opposite. A lot of real positions with little middles. And one of the ones I bet the most on is Cook's under receiving yards. I bet him under 75.5. I bet him under 75, 74.5, all the way down to 74. I don't think he's going to have a big game at all. I thought that number was greatly inflated and took advantage of that prop a few times.
Between the side and the total, is there any position you're establishing come Sunday at kickoff?
Absolutely. In fact, both. I've made bets on both. I bet under in the first half, under 28.5, under 28. It's down to 27.5. If you agree with me, sit back and wait. When the public gets to the window, not the public, when the market gets to the window come Saturday and Sunday, that total should rise back up, which means they'll probably bump that first half total up. You should be able to find 28 if you agree with me. If not, go over 27.5, a real good number. But I think even if the game goes over, it's going to take some time to get these offenses going. It'll be a lower score in first half, and we know historically that's been the case with New England in Super Bowls. And finally, for the side, it's on win or lose. I talked about it on Clemson, Alabama. My goal is to get my money down when I'm getting the best of it. I don't know short-term what's going to happen because of randomness. 2 weeks ago, we saw the NFC Championship come down to one random missed call. That stuff, as a handicapper and professional bettor, I cannot control. What I can control is getting a few points more than I should, do that over and over again. At the end of the year, I'll be up money. That's worked for me in the past. It's working so far again this year. And that, to me, signifies one bet. It's the easiest one. As soon as the line went up, it's the Rams. And the reason is simple. Besides all the matchups, the handicap, all that stuff, that there's thousands of guys out there that could break it down a lot better than me, I'm going to break it down like a five-year-old. Listen, prior to the matchups in the AFC and NFC Championship, we had potential lines for this game. And we knew in this matchup, odds makers made it a pick 'em. Maybe the Rams won 1.5. And that made sense. You know why? The best team going into the championship games were the New Orleans Saints. And they were only a 3.5 point favorite over these Rams in New Orleans, which reflects on a neutral that probably would have been a pick 'em. So how is New England favored over this team that was a pick 'em against the best team in football? Again, it doesn't make sense. It's recency bias. It's an overreaction. Win or lose, I know I'm getting the best of it by taking the Rams +3 minus the juice. So again, that's all I can do is get the best of it. The Rams win or lose, that's the right side. And if they lose on Sunday and they play it again Monday morning, I'd bet them again because few times can I know going in I'm getting a couple points more than I should. The Rams do that for me. Sunday, go Rams.
Follow him on Twitter at Greek_gambler. Ace Corrales with us here on the Sharp 600. Ace, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me, brother. Enjoy the game.
To Las Vegas we go. He's the host of A Numbers Game on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, which you can check out on Sirius XM channel 204. You also have to check out the podcast, the Beating the Book podcast. It is one of the original gangster sports betting podcasts out there, at Beating the Book on Twitter. Now that the resume is complete, Gil Alexander joining us here on the Sharp 600. My man, it is always a pleasure. Let's start with the props. What are you keeping your eye on?
Thank you for having me, sir. I am doing a prop that I did last year as well. No touchback on the opening kickoff. Got this at +190 at William Hill. It is not quite at +190 right now, but there's still value on it. My pricing has it at +140. Thinking here, Patriots, 48.56% touchback rate this year, only five teams, lower touchback rate than the Patriots. So obviously, I am rooting for the Patriots to kick the ball off. They are serial defers, haven't done it the last couple weeks, but they do as a rule. And here's the deal with that as well. Even if Zuerlein kicks off for the Rams, Cordarrelle Patterson is a guy who is prone to taking the ball out from even 4 or 5 yards deep. First kickoff of the Super Bowl, I think it'd be geek to do so. So +190, man, that is a bet I could not pass up.
When it comes to the side and the total, what are you looking at there?
Side and total, I'm going to do what I did last year and the year before. First year with the Patriots to success, last year not so much, which is wait for the money line on the favorite to go down further. It may not this year because we're only talking about a 2.5-point spread, but the way that people bet the Super Bowl is different from how they do during the regular season, which is when people bet underdogs during the regular season, they tend to take the point. For whatever reason, last 20, 25 years, people take the underdog on the money line. That artificially minimizes the money line on the favorite. Right now it's about minus 140. I'll just wait. I'll see what happens here, see if it goes lower. That's probably going to be my bet, the Patriots on the money line.
Follow him on Twitter at Beating the Book. The Beating the Book podcast is something you need to bookmark and check out immediately if you have not already done so, as well as A Numbers Game, which airs on the Vegas Stats and Information Network Sirius XM Channel 204. Gil Alexander with us here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, if I don't talk to you between now and then, have a great Super Bowl. Good luck, and we'll catch up soon.
You too, brother. Thank you.
He's the founder of The Big Lead. You can catch him on FS1, and he's also got a great podcast called Coming Up Winners. Jason McIntyre joining us here on the Sharp 600. J-Mac, always a pleasure to have you. Let's start with this. Super Bowl props. Anything in particular catch your eye?
Yeah, Joe, I like under 4.5 carries for Rams players, right? So we know C.J. Anderson and Gurley are going to get carries. Let's assume you get Jared Goff on a sneak. Then maybe you get a reverse, some gadget play where a wide receiver is carrying the football. Will there be a fifth? Will Johnny Hecker run on a fake punt? I'm guessing no. Will there be two receivers getting carries? I'm going to say no. So I like under 4.5 carries for Rams players.
Beautiful. Now, for the side and the total, have you established a position yet? Do you know what you want to do with the game?
Yeah, I see a William Hill plus three right now. I like the Rams plus three, but I like them either way. I mean, I'd take 2.5, but obviously three is ideal. I mean, Joe, we've seen the public. They're overwhelmingly on the Patriots, and I've had a rough postseason, mostly because I'm not paying attention to what the public is doing. And unfortunately, I've come in on some public sides. You know, I had the Chiefs, had the Saints. Both of those, you know, did not end well for me. So I'm just fading the public. We know the Super Bowl, Joe, is the weekend, biggest weekend for the public all season. I mean, I know you're a high roller. You're not coming in with your big six-figure bets on one of the sharpest lines of the year. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Rams plus three if you can get it, and I'll take the plus 2.5 as well.
Follow him on Twitter at Jason McIntyre, and I'm serious. Check out the podcast, Coming Up Winners. Jason McIntyre with us here on the Sharp 600. Thanks, buddy. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Joe. Enjoy.
Back to Vegas we go. He is the host of Follow the Money on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. Mitch Moss joining us here on the Sharp 600. Mitch, always a pleasure, my man. What are you thinking when it comes to Super Bowl props?
Let me give you two for the Patriots, and I'm going to go over on two of the player props. One, Julian Edelman. He opened up at 79.5 yards. If you go back and look at the history of him in the playoffs, he's gone over that number, Joe, in 10 out of his last 12 playoff games. He is money, and Brady loves throwing him the football. And James White, when you think about him, you think, okay, he's going to get 10, 12, 15 targets in a game as a receiver. But there's something about Belichick and McDaniels and Brady. They trust him. They're comfortable with White this time of year. Like when it matters most with James White, I went back and looked. He had 22 regular season carries in all of 2015. Well, he had 5 in the AFC title game against Denver in the loss. 39 regular season carries in 2016, 6 in the Super Bowl against Atlanta. He had 43 carries all of last year, 7 in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia. Now, he had 94 carries this year, 6 against the Chiefs last week. His total is 3.5. Based on history, they trust him. They like him. I think he's going to go over 3.5. And you can find both those props in Las Vegas. I will give you one that I like that's offshore. I don't know why certain books, small limits here, but they opened up total number of songs performed by Maroon 5. At 3.5 or 4, not since 2009 when The Boss performed. Has an artist done only 4 songs? So Maroon 5 is going to stale over 4 songs at halftime.
I love it. Check them out. Follow the Money is the name of the show. The Vegas Stats and Information Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204. He's also on Twitter at Mitch Moss Radio. Mitch Moss, kind enough to join us here on the Sharp 600. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Professional sports bettor who you can find at wagertalk.com as well as on Twitter at Marco in Vegas. A good friend of mine, Marco D'Angelo, making his return to the Sharp 600. Marco, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Let's talk Super Bowl props. I'm sure you've got your eye on quite a few, but if there's one you could share with us, what would it be?
All right, I'm going to actually give you two, and they're kind of correlated, Joe. I'm going to give you Sony Michel under 77.5 yards rushing with Brady over 38.5 passing attempts. Obviously, you think I'm seeing the game is that the Patriots are going to be passing the football more than running. Remember the last two games, they did have big leads, a 14-point lead against the Chiefs, and, of course, from pillar to post against the Chargers. So they ran the football more. I don't think they're going to do that in this game because I don't think they can do it against that Rams front. I also see them stretching the field defensively by going offense that I've seen way too many times against my Pittsburgh Steelers when they would spread them out four and five wide, make it an extended running game with the passing game. So I'm going over with Brady, 38.5 attempts and under 77.5 rushing yards for Sony Michel.
Between the side and the total, have you zeroed in on anything in that department?
Yeah, I'm on the Rams in this game. You know, unless you just want to buy into the Belichick and Brady, and boy, it's hard not to do that. You look at the numbers in this game, and everything says to me that the Rams should be the favorite in this game. I'll go ahead and take them. Generally, I don't like to take a first-year quarterback in a Super Bowl, but, you know, this is – or not first year, but first time to the Super Bowl. We remember one of my biggest bets of all time for Super Bowls for me was way back when, and I know you'll remember the team, the 49ers against Dan Marino and the Miami Dolphins.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a big wager on the 49ers because I just didn't think that Marino in his first Super Bowl could go toe-to-toe. But we've seen a changing of the guards in the way these quarterbacks have matured and developed. And honestly, after last week's game with Jared Goff, that was the first time that he really needed to perform throwing the football rather than the team doing it running in a balanced attack. I gained a lot of respect for him, some of which that I lost after seeing that Sunday night game when he looked like a deer caught in headlights against the Bears defense. But he made me a believer last week. I like the Rams. I think they get it done.
On Twitter, at Marco in Vegas, a pro sports handicapper who you can find at wagertalk.com. Marco D'Angelo with us on the Sharp 600. Marco, thank you so much for your time. If I don't get a chance to speak with you before then, best of luck this weekend.
All right. Same to you, Joe. Thanks.
You can catch him on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, SiriusXM, Channel 204, and on Twitter at MeJVT. Jonathan Von Tobel joining us here on the Sharp 600. JVT, thank you so much for jumping on today. It is truly appreciated. We're talking about Super Bowl props. Anything strike your fancy?
So I went running back heavy with some of the prop plays that I made. I'll give you three real quick. So two of them are James White-centered. First of them, will James White score a touchdown? Yes, at about plus 145 is where I got it. The Rams linebackers, terrible in space, terrible in coverage. James White, one of the better pass-catching backs. We've seen him have big games in the Super Bowl before. So I'm going to go, will James White score a touchdown and total receptions over by James White, over 4.5. And then total rush attempts by C.J. Anderson, over 11 is what I got here with C.J. Anderson. Regardless of whether Todd Gurley's healthy, they're going to try to run the ball. We've seen this the last few weeks out of the Rams, and I think C.J. Anderson is going to get about 15 carries in this one.
Any lean on the side and or total?
I played the Patriots money line at minus 140. I do think the Patriots are going to win. Obviously, no value in laying like 2.5. Maybe it comes back down, and obviously in-game is the way to go. So I think the Patriots are going to win this game. And as far as the total, down to 56.5, I played the over. So I went a little chalky with the side of the total, but I do think the Patriots win. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a high-scoring affair.
Jonathan Von Tobel, Vegas Stats and Information Network, SiriusXM 204, with us here on the Sharp 600. Thanks, JVT. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man.
He's the host of Follow the Money on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, which you can check out on SiriusXM Channel 204. Paulie Howard joining us here on the Sharp 600. Paulie, it's always a pleasure. Super Bowl props. What are you looking at?
Let's look at the obvious one. School's out on this, but it continues to cash. No score in the first 5 minutes of the game. No minus $1.30. And 8 Super Bowls. Brady and Belichick have combined for 3 first quarter points. They treat it like a Mayweather fight. They come out, feel their opponent out, go slow, run the ball, So I say no score in the first 5 minutes. Amazing but true. The greatest coach and the greatest quarterback, yet only 3 first quarter points, and they kicked the field goal last year against the Eagles. The other one, I've had a headlock. I put this prop in a headlock all year, forced it to tap out. It is 9-1 in the playoffs. The only loser was the Colts block punt. Colquitt's first block in 5 years on a missed assignment. The public will hammer the yes. Wait until kickoff to bet this. No defensive or special teams touchdown. Open -180, steamed up 60 cents at William Hill. The no is now -210. But between Brady and Goff, I don't see any interceptions. But I certainly don't see a pick six. Patriots are great in kickoff, special teams. Greg the leg with some touchbacks. I say no defensive or special teams touchdown. Love this prop. And I think you can find -180 with the no, Joe.
Follow him on Twitter at Paulie Howard Host. Follow the money on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. Paul Howard with us here on the Sharp 600. Thank you, Paulie.
Thank you.
He covers sports betting for ESPN Chalk. David Purdom joining us here on the Sharp 600. David, it's always a pleasure. Super Bowl props, you've been covering them for a long time. Is there anything jumping off the board at you this season?
I'm not going to get too crazy here, but I like over in 10 points in the first quarter at plus money, plus 120. And two reasons. First, Patriots are number 2 in first quarter scoring, and Rams are number 4. Both are averaging 6.1 points per game. Secondly, I believe I saw on Twitter that Mr. Fortenbaugh was kind of touting the under. And I always like to go with the fade the Fortenbaugh strategy. It's paid off for me in the past.
Oh, my God. Well, it's so phenomenal to me to sit down and look at the fact that in 8 Super Bowls, Brady and Belichick have scored a grand total of 3 points in the first quarter. I find that to be interesting, so I put it on Twitter, and my mentions immediately blow up. Thanks for mushing it. I'm playing the over.
I was looking at it before I saw your note. But, they're high-scoring teams. I'm not going to put a couple years in Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to matter much in this game.
Between the side and the total, is there anything you like there?
You know, I played the Patriots early when it was 1.5. I'd probably be like a lot of people and see if the Rams got to 3. I'm going to assume I'll end up with a small position on the Patriots.
Follow him on Twitter at David Purdom. He covers sports betting for ESPN Chalk. He's the absolute best in the business. David Purdom with us here on the Sharp 600. Thanks, buddy. Good luck this weekend. I hope you enjoy the game.
You too, sir. See you later.
To Chicago we go. You can catch him on 670 The Score, as well as the Vegas Stats and Information Network. A good buddy of mine, Joe Ostrowski, joining us here on the Sharp 600. Joe, before we even get to the props, how's the weather treating you?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? It's literally colder than Antarctica here. What was it? Wednesday. My days are all messed up. I don't even know what the hell's going on. The wind chill at my house was negative 57 on Wednesday morning. Negative 57.
What do you do in that scenario? You can't go outside, right?
You're not supposed to. It's so bad the news reporters aren't even giving you the live shot outside to show you how cold it is. They all decided, you know what? It is not worth it. They say if your skin is exposed for about 4 to 5 minutes, you will get frostbite. This morning when I came in to work on the Mully and Haw show, so I walk in, it's about 4:30 a.m. Chicago time. At 9 a.m., my toes were still cold, Joe.
Well, let's try to heat things up with some Super Bowl props. I know you've been crunching them left and right. What have you come away with?
All right, so everybody's talking about the Patriots and their slow starts in Super Bowls, and it's certainly valid. 3 total points in the first quarter over their last 8 Super Bowl appearances. So I'm sort of looking at an angle like that, but not really. So in the AFC title game, we saw Kansas City with a slow start, the Andy Reid start. In the first half, that game had 14 points. In the second half, in overtime, 54 points. In the NFC title game, even though the Saints didn't do anything in the second half, there were more points scored in the second half between the Rams and Saints with 26 compared to 23 in the first half. Now, in the division round, there were more points scored in the first half. Why? Because those games weren't very competitive involving these two teams. I think this is going to be a tight game overall. In previous Super Bowls, New England-Philly, 40 points in the second half, 34 in the first half. New England-Atlanta, 38 in the second half, 24 in the first half. I love more points scored in the second half and overtime compared to the first half. These teams usually start very slow. Jared Goff, his first Super Bowl. I think it's going to be an absolute shootout in the second half.
I'm 100% with you on that. When it comes to the side and the total, is there anything you're interested in there?
I think the total's pretty close because I think it's going to be low scoring in the first half, high scoring in the second half. Who knows? There might be overtime. So I'm not messing with the total of 56.5, 57 overall. But I think the Rams might pull the upset. It's not one of my stronger plays. I actually prefer a bunch of props this week. But when you see a three, I would jump on the Rams plus three.
Absolutely. Follow him on Twitter at JoeO670. Joe Ostrowski joining us here on the Sharp 600. Stay warm. Good luck this weekend. I appreciate the time, bud.
Enjoy it, Joe.
Love this guy. He's one of the absolute best in the business. Professional handicapper. You can check him out at playbook.com. Mark Lawrence, kind enough to join us here on the Sharp 600. Mark, it is always a pleasure to get the opportunity to pick your brain. Let's start with the Super Bowl props. Anything in particular that you've been salivating over?
Couple of things, Joe. We're looking at the prop side of the equation here. There's one prop that really, really interests me. It's a question asked, higher scoring quarter, second or the fourth quarter? And I'm going to opt in this case for the second quarter, largely because if you look at what the Rams have scored and allowed in the second and the fourth quarters and what the Pats have scored and allowed in the second and the fourth quarters this year, one totals 21.5 points, the other totals 14.6 points. So it's almost a full touchdown difference between what the production of these teams in the second and the fourth quarters. So that being that proposition, I'm going to back it up, Joe, with this is a beauty here. This is the second half of prop of which will be higher scoring, the first half or the second half. Simply put, if you look at the last 20 Super Bowls, 15 have been higher scoring in the second half, 4 higher scoring in the first half, and 1 equal. So bottom line is I'm going to play the second quarter over, and I'm going to back it up with a second half higher than the first half for my two scoring props for the Super Bowl.
Beautiful. When it comes to the side and or the total, anything specific you really like in those departments?
Well, I'm looking at the dog in this football game here, Joe, for a couple of reasons. Number one, better offense. Number two, better defense. And I also like the fact that what the Rams bring to the game is fading the public, and the public is all over Tom Brady in this football game, if you will. If I see 3 points in the game, I'm going to snap the rubber band. I'll say that to the Rams. One other note quickly going out the door here. This is another beauty here. Which team scores last wins the Super Bowl? The prop answer to that would be yes. 12 of the last 13 years the team has scored last in the Super Bowl has been, yes, they've been the winner. The only loser was Super Bowl 47 in the Baltimore-Frisco game when Baltimore punter took a safety with 4 seconds to go, ran out of the end zone to preserve the victory here. So we're also going to go yes for the team that scores last in the Super Bowl.
I love it. He's the handicapper's handicapper. Playbook.com, Mark Lawrence with us here on the Sharp 600. Mark, I always appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Enjoy the game, Joe. Be well. Thank you.
He's the editor of Chalk, ESPN's terrific gambling section. You can also hear him on the Behind the Bets podcast. Ben Fox joining us here on the Sharp 600. Ben, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate the time. Let's talk Super Bowl props first. Anything in particular catching your eye?
Thanks for having me, Joe. Yeah, I'm looking at Brandon Cooks. I think he opened at Westgate, 75.5 receiving yards, down to 74.5 currently. I'm on that side, too. I like the under. I think he went under 8 times the regular season, over 7 times from that number. In the playoffs, he was over against New Orleans, under against Dallas. I think with the way Bill Belichick usually likes to defend the best or the speed receiver is with that bracket. You saw it in previous games. I'm a big Vikings fan. That's what they did to Adam Thielen to limit his production. I think they're going to try and do that with Cooks. They held down Tyreek Hill in the last game. I look for him to have a couple catches, but stay under that 74.5 total as they get Robert Woods, get the tight ends, get some others involved. Belichick's okay giving that up. He doesn't want to give up the deep shot to Cooks over the top. And he's very familiar with him, having played on New England in the previous Super Bowl in previous years.
Between the side and the total, which way are you leaning for this one?
I'm actually leaning the Rams. I'm a little surprised at all the money that's come in on New England. I'm not sure if that's a little of a recency bias, the fact they just beat Kansas City, who I think most people had initially penciled into the Super Bowl. I'm a little surprised you know, I think we'll probably see some more Rams money coming in this week, especially as, you know, it's hit -3 at some books. But I would lean the Rams.
He's the editor of Chalk, ESPN's gambling section. You can also check him out on the Behind the Bets podcast and follow him on Twitter at BFoxESPN. Ben Fox with us here on the Sharp 600. Ben, I appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
A brilliant handicapper who you can check out on SportsX Radio via 720 KDWN in Las Vegas, my man, Ken Thompson, joining us here on the Sharp 600. Ken, always a pleasure to have you on the phone. Thank you so much for your time. You've been dissecting Super Bowl 53 props for a while now. What have you come away with?
Joe, you know, this is one that I look at, especially inside a dome. I took a +170 on the first score not being a touchdown. Just to, you know, when you have Zuerlein, you got Gostkowski, two solid field goal kickers. We saw Zuerlein connect from 57 to win the game in the dome against New Orleans. I mean, to me, a +170 on that, I'll take that first score all day. I mean, you can get a safety. You know, I could see that, you know, possibly happening fluky-wise. But at the end of the day, everybody just looks at the touchdown. But I'm looking at these two teams to put up a field goal, and you're going to give me +170. I think there's just so much value on that prop.
Tough point spread to crack, but do you have a lean on the side or the total here?
You know, if my heart wants the Rams, and that's when you get in trouble here in Vegas, when you start leaning towards your heart. Look, I respect New England. I've been burned by them many times. I did have Kansas City on the money line, so got burned there. Respect Brady and the guys. They don't win Super Bowls by a lot. One overtime, one by four, the rest by three. You know, I want to take the Rams in a little bit, but Joe, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy the game, kick it, play some props, and probably just maybe get involved in running wagering. But I respect the Patriots too much and don't want to bet with my heart. And that's, you know, I'd rather just kick back and watch the Rams hopefully win the game.
Great advice. On Twitter, at KenThompson87. Ken Thompson with us here on the Sharp 600. Good luck this weekend, Ken. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. Look forward to seeing you when you get back to Vegas.
Check him out as a host on both the Vegas Stats and Information Network as well as the Chicken Dinner Podcast, one of my personal favorites, Sam Panayotovich. Joining us here on the Sharp 600. My man, Super Bowl props. We've got thousands to choose from. Give me something you like.
My favorite prop is the longest touchdown prop. And this might sound a little square, but I don't give a damn, honestly, because the number, it was 50.5, and I bet it 50.5 under. I still like it at 49.5 because there's one thing with Bill Belichick. Give him 2 weeks to prepare. He's not giving up big plays. Ain't going to happen. He's only given up one big play since the bye week. They had some struggles early in the season. Gave up a long bomb to Jacksonville, a couple to Kansas City. But there's no Kareem Hunt, no Tyreek Hill walking through that door. The only long play was that pass double lateral against Miami, which was a total fluke. I don't think that the Rams are going to put a 50-yard pop on Belichick. On the flip side of that, no Josh Gordon. You don't have anybody that can take the top off of a defense with New England. It's more of a slow, methodical, trudging offense. They go down the field and they do it in chunks. I just don't see, barring Joey, a kickoff return or a punt return, which really doesn't happen that much anymore in the NFL, I don't see these two defenses giving up big pops. I like under 49.5, longest touchdown in the game.
Before I let you go, when it comes to the side and the total, is there anything jumping out?
I went under 57.5, and I think if you wait, you'll probably see 57.5 or 58 if you wait it, because the public's probably going to bet the over as we get closer to kickoff. I like the under, and I'll tell you what, the spread, I don't really have a side on the game, but that's a cheap money line price, right, on the Patriots, -130, -135. That's super cheap on Brady and Belichick off a Super Bowl loss. If you made me pick a side, I'd probably look Patriots money line. But I like the total a whole lot more. I'm going under.
Check him out on the Chicken Dinner Podcast, as well as the Vegas Stats and Information Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. Sam Panayotovich joining us here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, I always appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this weekend.
You got it, buddy. You too.
Longtime friend of the program, a professional sports bettor in Las Vegas, Teddy Covers, joining us here on the Sharp 600. Teddy, it's always a pleasure. Super Bowl 53 props. What are you thinking this year?
Well, there's one that really stands out to me. Will either team attempt a two-point conversion? I got the yes at even money, +100 in that ballgame. Let's start with the fact these are two coaches that we like a lot in terms of Belichick and McVay, which means They understand the advanced metrics of these games. Both get it when it comes to fourth down tries and two-point conversion attempts. And let's not forget the issue, certainly with Zuerlein, who has not looked right in practice this week, means maybe we see a two-point attempt because LA doesn't have a healthy kicker. So game management, game situations, coaches that I like, and a kicking issue at even money, give me the yes there. I don't want the conversion. We'll be successful. I want the attempt at even money. To me, that's the best prop bet out there right now.
You thinking anything for the side or the total, or are the numbers too sharp?
I put some Rams plus three in my pocket. I wouldn't bet the Rams at less than three. I think at three, there's legitimate value there. And value doesn't do a whole lot in the Super Bowl. But, you know, let's not forget, the Patriots gave up 31 points after halftime against KC, and Tom Brady threw three picks, and yet somehow everyone's like, oh, it's the Patriots. I'm not convinced. I do like the Rams plus.
At Teddy _covers on Twitter. Teddy Covers with us here on the Sharp 600. Always a pleasure, my man. Good luck this weekend.
Oh, my God. Good luck with this podcast, brother. Man, I can't believe how many guys you're trying to get on.
Yeah, it's the classiest guys in the business. You know how we do.
You're beautiful, babe. Don't ever change.
Thank you, Teddy.
Cheers.
To Chicago we go. He was 3 for 3 with his Super Bowl props last year on this very show. Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the Big Puma to the Sharp 600. Puma, welcome back, and thank you so much for your time. What do you have in store for us this year?
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me on again, and I got more winners for you this year. So first thing, we're going to start with a few prop bets. So one of the things I want to ask you about is what position did Julian Edelman play in college?
He played quarterback, if memory serves me correctly.
That is correct. So that leads into my first prop. Will there be a flea flicker in this game plus 450? I'm going to say yes. The Patriots are known to run trick plays. They ran a flea flicker last week against Kansas City. I think this is a good bet. Maybe a little backwards pass to Edelman, and he goes deep downfield. So that's my first prop. Second prop is Sony Michel, over 77.5 yards rushing. He's gone over 113 yards in his three of his last four games. He had something like 29 carries last week against the Chiefs. I think the Patriots are going to pound the rock. I think he's going to go over against the Rams' 23rd pass ranked run D exclusive. Excuse me. And then finally, in the prop section, I'm give you a few long shot MVP bets. These are, good value bets in my mind. One, first one is Sony Michel at 1,200. I think he's going to have a big game. I think the Patriots are going to try to control the whole clock and run it. And I think that bodes well for him. Two, Aaron Donald. I think if the Rams are going to win, they're going to have to pressure Brady up the middle. And I think Donald's going to have a big game, similar to what we've seen in the past when they lost to the Giants. I think it's that type of game. He is at 15-1. And then my long shot of all long shots, Joe, Cordell Patterson, plus 15,000. I think it's worthwhile to throw a few shekels down. I could see him running a kickback, having a big kick return, maybe catching a long pass, maybe breaking off a long run or something. So that's what I got for your props. Like I said, it's basically giving free money to your listeners. So get your bookies on the phone and make these bets.
Before I let you go, do you have a lean when it comes to the side and or the total in this game?
Right now, I like the Patriots at -2.5. I don't think you should be betting against the Patriots with given that few points. I think they're going to win the game. I think they're going to win by more than three. And this is going to really pay me to say it, Joe. You know how I feel on over-unders. I like the under in this game. I think it's going to be a similar game to Kansas City where they're going to run the clock. They're going to run the ball. Patriots going to dominate time of possession. I like under 56.5. I think Patriots are going to win 31-17 is my prediction.
Beautiful stuff. He's been on an NBA heater, ladies and gentlemen, from Chicago, the Big Puma, joining us here on the Sharp 600. Puma, we appreciate your time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
To Vegas we go. Absolutely love this dude. We used to smash Roberto's breakfast burritos at 3 a.m. on an all too dangerously regular basis. You can check him out, edgevegas.com, on Twitter at MeltzVegas. Mark Meltzer with us here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, it's been a while. I appreciate your time. Super Bowl 53 props. What are you thinking?
I'm really sort of torn with a lot of things because I don't have a strong lean in the game, and I tend to like to try to tie my props to how I feel about the game. Last year, I was all about the Eagles. This year, I don't really feel either side. I feel like each side, each coach can prepare appropriately to game plan against the other team. So with that in mind, my prop is to go Robert Woods over 5.5 receptions. It's -135 at Station Casinos. I feel like Goff is going to need to hit sort of a security blanket. And with Gurley being questionable, Brandon Cooks being sort of the long guy, I think Woods is going to be the guy that he ends up going to more often than not. And, you know, Woods has caught six or more passes in five of the last six games. So I feel pretty confident about that. I think it's worth the minus money.
I take it you're leaning towards the Rams in this game, plus the points?
I usually go that way. I'm just really torn with that. I think I might actually just stick to props for this year for the first time ever.
Good stuff as always. EdgeVegas.com at Melts Vegas on Twitter. Mark Meltzer with us here on the Sharp 600. Love you, buddy. Thanks for jumping on. Take care.
Happy to be here.
Senior industry analyst and managing editor at Covers.com. You can check him out on Twitter at CoversJLo. Jason Logan making his return to the Sharp 600. JLo, I know you got something special for me. I've been waiting all morning. Lay it out there.
Well, if you remember, my winning prop last year was, will JT cover a Prince song?
Oh, yeah.
And did it ever cash in? And quite honestly, I think that was the only Super Bowl that I won. Super Bowl was that one prop bet. But I danced around. I'm a huge Prince fan. I danced around my living room. It was one of the greatest wagering moments of my life. It was fantastic.
You and not only that, you were way ahead of the move on that. I remember we talked early in the week. You had it, and then by the end of the week, the word was out. You were the first guy, legitimately the first guy I heard talking about that. So you can pat yourself on the back as well. You know, sometimes it's not even about the win. It's about beating the move.
That's what it was. And I've patted myself on the back numerous times about that. I think my back's pretty sore right now. So I got to give you another winner for this one.
I'm looking forward to it. Is it Maroon 5 related?
Oh, yeah. You know it's Maroon 5 related. I spent way too much time Googling Maroon 5 and Adam Levine. And my one winner for the Super Bowl will be Adam Levine will wear black shoes or boots as his opening footwear for the halftime show, which is +300. Pretty solid, actually.
Is it actually anticipated that he will wear more than one pair of shoes?
It seems like a lot. It seems like a lot because I have a hard time. I mean, I have a hard time changing just one pair of shoes right now. And, I couldn't imagine midway through just doing a full costume change. This isn't Cher. You know, this isn't Britney in Vegas. He's not doing full costume changes yet.
You know, between the side and the total, is there anything you like there?
I do. I like the Rams. I bet them +2.5. I bet them +3 when +3 showed up. So I hit them twice. I agreed with that opening number of Rams -1. I just think they are the far better team. I think they're the best two-way team New England has played in a long, long time. And I also like the over here, too. I don't think these teams are going to have the success running the football like they've had in the postseason so far. You know, they're 2-4 in offense. I see a lot of points being scored. I see a lot of passing. So I'm going Rams. I'm going with the underdog and the over.
Good stuff. Follow him on Twitter at CoversJLo. Jason Logan with us here on the Sharp 600. Great stuff as always, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, enjoy the game, Joe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you 17 of the finest and classiest sports bettors on the planet. Shout out to each and every one of those 17 guys for jumping on the pod. It is greatly appreciated. Before I let you go, a reminder that the Sharp 600 is brought to you by our friends at DraftKings. Covers is very excited to partner with DraftKings, who is offering a free bet up to $500 when you make your first wager. All you have to do is go to DraftKings.com/500-free-bet to take advantage of this offer. Act quickly. This promotion won't be around for long. Eligibility and restrictions apply. See website for details. Those are your props. Friday, we've got your pick, we've got your side, we've got your analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 170 is in the books. Be well and best of luck.